other husband in this relationship. One of the issues, of course, for us as a married couple, and I did state that it doesn't matter whether or not we're recognised or not, we're still a married couple. It's the same as if Australia didn't recognise the marriages from another country of a group of people who migrated to this country. They would still be married as according to their particular situation. And in our circumstance, we are married. But even if Australia was to actually recognise us as a de facto couple, we are discriminated against under the Medicare system quite clearly, in that it takes us two individual benefits, or it takes us two individual lots to actually come up to the level whereby we then start to get rebates associated with Medicare.
Yeah.
And so that affects us financially, and quite definitely financially. Certainly in my situation, being a person living with HIV in Australia today, I'm on a disability support pension. I'm an active advocate within that particular area, but I see quite clearly some of the clear discrimination that comes as a result of that. In other areas, for instance, whereby I sit on the Centrelink reference group, and one of the things I've been trying to make them very, very clearly aware of is that if church organisations are the non-government organisations running some of the job programs, and given that 80% of people living with HIV in Australia today are gay men, if they attend services run by those organisations and they're discriminated against, there's no provision under federal law, and their agreements are federal agreements. There's no provision under federal law and no protection under federal law if they're discriminated against by those church organisations. So there are a whole range of issues involved there.
Slightly different issue, but it's a very real one. Under a number of our acts, including the Disability Discrimination Act, religious organisations are given a fairly wide exemption from the operations of the Act, and that is the problem that you've just identified.
I'm actually talking about the one in relation to discrimination on the basis of sexuality, not on the basis of disability, because if the person is same-sex attracted and they attend one of those services, they can be discriminated on the basis of their sexuality. Not on the basis of their disability.
Yes. That isn't a ground at the federal level, which you've identified at the moment.
And people often have no choice. They're told by Centrelink they have to go to that job network agency, which is run by a religious body, and
Hillsong or the like.